I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
That's tough. I'm like Rod Dog in this shit now.
Excuse me?
Move to the office. Don't have a TV in here.
Oh, yeah.
I usually have a sport on of some kind I could kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah, you got to move that.
Well.
Or just get another one.
I mean, I have plenty of TVs. Just the effort.
TVs are like $150. Like, remember when they were like $1,000, $2,000?
Yeah. I bought my first HD TV. And it was like, it was massive, but the screen was only 42 inches, and it was like $2,000.
Yep. No, my ex-wife and I were still going to school, and we got like a bunch of like loan and grant money, and it was $2,000, and we used like our extra money on that.
Yeah. At the time, I think there was three channels that actually had HD.
Yep.
It was like ESPN, like Fox, and...
Head of the curve,
maybe,
man.
CBS.
Yeah, my lighting.
And it weighed about 2 tons.
My lighting's not great either. We both need. I just need. I have like a little area here. I could just like put a light. It sounds like work.
Nah, I want to go back in the darkness.
I know.
Just not optimal for a video medium.
Do you ever see my house when we were like in high school? Probably not.
Yeah, across the street from
Jefferson Street one? Yeah. Did you ever see my room?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I only had, like one party at my house when I was in high school, and I did get in trouble for it. But yeah, I lived in like the basement, and so it had like those little, like really small windows, like sort of around that you could open. But I didn't, and I covered them up, and it was a cave, dude. It was awesome. That was kind of dope though, cause it spread like the whole width of the house. So my room was essentially like the size of the entire house.
Right. Hopefully those windows are just big enough. You might be able to escape a fire upstairs.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's something they didn't really think about, huh? If a fire happens,
still don't.
I am dead.
I remember looking at a house like maybe right before the pandemic, and it had a big basement. You know, I was like, oh, this is cool. It had two, you know, stairwells that led down in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I start looking through, and I was like, oh, these windows, one, they were high up, and two, they were small. It's like, oh, if there's somehow a fire in both of the stairwells are blocked off. It's like, well, you're just frying to death, I guess. You ain't getting through there.
Yeah, you're just dead. Yeah.
But there were some, like, housing laws for that, you know, not up to code.
Not anymore, buddy.
We don't need
government oversight.
No, man. If I want to burn alive, I'll fucking burn alive.
Exactly. You let me burn alive. Don't tell me what to do. American, not an American.
I mean, have they done enough studies that say burning alive is bad? I don't know.
The movies just make it look bad. That's like liberal propaganda. You know what I mean?
Mm. I will say it. That's a tough one.
It's not. It's actually like, in terms of ways to go, it's not bad. Because like you pass out because of the smoke.
Drowning is the one.
Easily.
I would avoid the most.
No. That would be the absolute worst. Like, you know you're dying, there's nothing you can do about it, and you have to, like, experience the whole thing. Like, eventually, again, you pass out, but, you know, really fuck, your chest explodes, basically. No thanks. Yeah, fire, literally, the smoke makes you pass out, so you're good.
Yeah, falling from a height, I guess, you're just seeing, like... ticking down the time as you plummet.
Yeah, you're flying at least, right? Like,
You don't get to do that too often, so yeah.
Exactly. Booble says dying of AIDS would be worse.
That takes a while.
Let's see, CTU Benoit says burning alive would be worse. But again, like, if there's fire, the smoke inhalation is going to make you pass out. So you're gonna burn alive, but you're gonna be fucking out for the whole thing. Or so I've heard.
I guess if it's like the witch is being burnt at the stake, to where they start it, so it starts slow, mm-hmm. so you're burning slow.
Yeah.
Or it engulfs you.
That's a good point.
That I guess that's different.
A controlled burning. Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle Ushar. You could like pull up the game up on your phone, right? Just have it like right here.
I tinker on my phone.
You what?
I tinker on my phone during the podcast.
Oh, got you. All right.
Let's guess get, I could also, just but
get your lady's phone.
That ain't happening. She's on that thing all the time.
How am I an expert on fire? I've heard you learn things. I'm in my 40s.
I mean,
you learn things in your 40s.
Have you not listened to Joe Rogan's podcast? He'll
yeah.
tell you everything about fire.
Come on, bro. An arsonist, please. Yeah, is this how we find out that I started the Civic Fire? Okay, so if there's one takeaway from this week, and there are some takeaways from this week, it is that King and I are pickleball boys.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
We are elite pickleballers. I don't think there's any denying that at this point.
Are you guys picklers? Is that the term for pickleball players?
You call it what you want. I just call it like never ending W's. You know what I mean? So
I just call it being an athlete.
Yeah.
Basically.
Elite. Hashtag.
Yeah.
So it was funny. So for those of you who aren't in our Discord and don't know, I signed up for like this city. It's not City League. It's Playground Sports here in Eugene. And I signed up for pickleball through them. And my teammate couldn't make it. And so King filled in and came and played with me. And so we played two games yesterday on Wednesday. And first time King's ever played, like the third time I've ever played. And the only game we actually played against another team, because like the first game, like the other team didn't show up. And so the guy who was running the thing played against us, which by the way, like this one guy who does know how to play pickleball, like essentially kicked the shit out of us.
Total ringer.
Yeah.
Well-run oiled machine over there.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. But second game we actually played against a couple. And King shows up to this motherfucker in his UCLA shorts. And I thought this lady was going to kick his ass, man. She's like, what? I got a problem with you, motherfucker, essentially. And we're like, what? What's going on? She's like, your shorts, fool.
Well, she said that and I was confused because her shorts were baby blue and yellow.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
Did you think I stole your shorts or something? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make softball beef. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you hitting winners and every winner where you're like, Caden McDown or Ethan Garber?
Ethan Garber.
Dorian Thompson Robinson. Jordan Farmer.
Yeah, so
older and were you older or younger than these people?
Younger. Yeah, but like not much. Like I'd say they were probably like 5 to 10 years older than us, maybe. Like
mid 50s at the most. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, like and like she was in really good shape. Like she looks like she used to play tennis or something like that. I have no idea. But
they both looked she was very vascular.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So,
Sure that wasn't just like varicose veins?
No, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure of that, actually.
Yeah. I am sure. I looked.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you got to keep an eye out for a stroke if that's the case. I mean, I'm sure you guys were, you know, moving around the court just side to side, front to back all day.
Yeah,
sure.
That's sort of the thing about pickleball, right? Like, it's actually not a bad workout. Like, you would think it's like nothing but old people playing it or whatever, but it's actually like the sort of like the quick cuts and the quick movements over and over again. It's actually like, you know, legs get a good workout if you're actually like trying, yeah. Which, you know,
whatever. I absolutely see how people tear their Achilles so often playing it now, because you're lulled to sleep for like 3 or 4 minutes, you know, just kind of, then there's just that one. And it's not like a tennis court where it's like, I'll just concede. You just make that one little quick cut. Yeah. And I can see how it pops.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm already an expert after, one day.
No, I think honestly, that's the big takeaway, is that our ACLs are still intact. Achilles didn't blow up. I think that's a win. That's 3 wins. That's 3-0. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's the only goal after 40 when you're doing something semi-athletic.
Yeah. No, like, we're not in the quick twitch business when we enter our 40s. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
So attempting that is tempting fate.
Yeah. Like, you hit their 40s, you could go jog for a long time. Yeah. You know, you get in that little low-mo jog. You grind that out, but yeah, you're not doing fucking sprints anymore. Nope. In your 40s.
Did the lights just go out? No, Casey.
Yep.
Not watching the game, so couldn't tell you.
Sick.
Cool.
Oh, they're back on.
And they're back.
That was fast.
I'm trying to like turn off all the programs I don't need to have on my computer, because we've literally been chonking since you logged in, King. So, I don't know. I apologize, Twitch viewers. I wish there was something I could do about it. Maybe I should take a trip down to Comcast and pay them an extra $15 a month. Would prefer.
That's how
not.
They get you. Probably doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Throttling back your bandwidth.
Yeah. Yeah. Very possible. I know, like, just in general, I live off River Road and sort of the division area, and that's just a dead spot for everything, pretty much. Like, cell phones especially, you cannot get cell phone coverage in that little square. It's the weirdest thing. All right, well, where's the bomb?
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to give like a little background? Do you want to give a little background here?
No. Yeah, just folks were talking shit, so I was like, you want to know what? It's $11. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there it is.
People talking smack in the Discord. So did you just Bezos that? Did you just Amazon that?
Yes, that was a Bezos. So, I mean, I don't really know exactly how much. So this is what I'm working with, because I don't want to die, right? Like, you know, come on. If we had like 10,000 people.
I was going to say, for the content,
So, you know, I got little, like, three little, you know, devices, right?
Devices
so
for,
do I just
devices for the bomb.
Yeah. Vehicles for pain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I don't really know, like...
Well, yeah, don't you put it on the wing? Like, you dab...
Yeah,
you,
well, I will.
You
yeah.
dab the okay. wing. Okay, all right.
Oh, don't ask me to dab.
Oh, baby.
Don't get
like,
back.
I mean, like, I don't know. Is that enough? I'm...
You're talking to the wrong person. I'm going to say you load that motherfucker up.
I just...
Of course you are. Oh, yeah. How brave of you. How bold.
By the way, I just dabbed and hit myself in the forehead with my watch. So, I'm super cool. All right, so listener, if you're just listening, King puts them in a little cup bowl thing, and he's mixing it around. Is that a brush? You gonna brush
is
it on
your
there?
Fucking basting shit?
Yeah, I love this. I love this. Hey, why don't you relax, Ski? Why don't you relax?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I was gonna tell you just to take a pull off the bottle.
But that's gross. I need to get some paper towels. Sorry.
All right. Are you going to make it?
My beautiful.
Are you going to get some whole milk or anything with the potential of extreme fire mouth?
You
or are you just going to rock?
You did just buy whole milk.
I got a beer.
You?
I got a beer. No, I didn't buy. I ended up not buying. I got a beer and I got some donkey sauce.
Well, that cures everything, I think.
Yeah. Guy Fieri, come on.
Guy Fieri, yeah.
All right, so...
I saw it. I would tell me he's gone now, but I think... I saw it was some old Mexican guy was, like, teaching, like, having white people eat hot shit.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, you want to kill the heat? You eat, like, a tablespoon of butter.
Oh.
Because it, like, coats your mouth with that... That shit, butter sheen.
That makes sense. Hey, Kane, get a stick of butter, Ski says.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
God, it's the weird...
That's for weenies.
It's the weirdest thing. As soon as you sat back down, it started chonking for me. So, like, explain it to me what it looks like for you. Like, is it just me chonking, or are you guys chonking too, or, like, what's the deal? Anything?
To me, it looks like you're the audible word is a half tick up ahead of your lips moving.
That's so weird.
On my end.
That's so weird.
Ski looks fine.
Mm-hmm. My perspective, everything chonks, and so it completely ruins the video because I'm the one recording it. So fantastic.
That is the problem.
Just in time to like have a really cool like visual display of King eating a fucking wing with Da Bomb on it. Just in time for that. It's perfect.
Yeah, and like I'm not going to eat three straight. Like I will eat all three in the course of, you know, come on.
Okay.
All right. Is that enough for you, you heathens, or?
I can't even see it, bro. Like, it doesn't even look like anything's on there.
You saw, I mean, come on. You saw what I put in
there. Just fucking with you. All right, here we go.
Talk about stuff. What's going on in the world?
Oh, yeah. So Elon leaving the Oval Office or whatever. Yeah. You got any takes on that?
You should occupy Mars.
Mm-hmm. I kind of agree.
I mean, that coincides with our movie of this week.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. We do have a movie podcast we do every Sunday. So if you're interested in listening to that, Mickey 17 is the movie this week, and it is on Max. If you want to watch that and listen to us talk about it, it's a trip. All right, so that is one full wing. So both Swoosh and Fender say add more. So maybe do another one and just add more. I don't know.
Is it gross? Because that's always the thing everyone says, that it's just disgusting.
Tastes like shit.
Does it? Yeah. All right.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Is it getting there?
It's a celery.
A celery.
Oh, yeah.
Is it getting there? All right. Yeah, the donkey? Ooh, centrally eats the donkey.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you were a real man right now, you would rub your eyes, King. I mean, if you wanted to.
Yeah, obviously.
I am not a real American. I do not fight for the right of every man.
I've always said that about you.
Oh.
There it is. I'm kind of jealous. I wish I was doing this with you, if I'm completely honest. I see you. All right. Winging the ball. He's just pouring it on there, boys. Just pouring it on there.
Like Bob Ross.
He is.
Just painting. Good little chicken.
Good little wing. That's a good little wing.
Good little wing. It is. It's a happy little wing.
It is happy. You know what? It is happy. Ooh, he does not, listener, he does not look happy with the way this is turning out, this wing.
Okay, I think this is a cutlet. Someone said you have to eat, what do they call them?
The drumstick one?
No, not even a drumstick. A big old person chicken nugget. What are they called?
Oh, just a boneless wing?
Boneless wing?
The strips?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Boneless,
sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I forgot what it is.
I see that.
All right, just keep talking about sports.
Yeah, okay. So I'll just say, welcome to the podcast, everybody. If you're watching this and you're like, oh, there it goes. There goes the face. He did not enjoy that bite. thank you all of you joining us on Twitch right now. Twitch.tv/TSPpod is where you can do that. You can watch us do what we're doing right now, which is King eating da bomb. If you miss our streams, and you can watch them on YouTube, Sports Brewery on YouTube, TSB Pod on everything else. So, yeah, Oregon softball playing UCLA right now. Like right now, game started basically when the pod started. So we'll be sort of keeping track of that as the game goes on. I literally turned it off of my TV and off of my phone so we could actually have a somewhat successful stream. Because anytime I try to do anything other than this stream, it sucks.
The one eye started going on you a little bit there.
Hey, I go.
Yeah, just give me a hiccup. I got snot. Is there a snot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, here it goes.
Here
Thank you, Trump. Trump, protect this man.
Yeah,
as he ventures in this dangerous times.
Dear Eric Trump, please protect me.
I know we need somebody to put their arms on you right now.
Yeah, right on their back, right on his back.
Exactly,
just sending him the healing prayers of the Trump family.
Awesome. Well, shit, you did it, my guy. Like, you did it.
No,
you're not done? Wow, he's doing it.
He needs some donkey sauce. Yeah,
get some donkey first. Yeah.
No, yeah. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Okay.
Hey, if he wants Should to be. Hey, dude, we would be perfect content for him to sponsor.
Oh! All right.
All right. Okay. So, question. What does this donkey sauce do, and what is its purpose for you?
Just being dank. I don't know.
Just says Guy Fieri on it. That's all I need.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's the real healing powers of Fieri. Got it.
So this is the last of the second one. I'm gonna chill a bit on the third one.
Okay.
So I think I realize, if you watch Hot Ones.
Yeah.
I think it's, the bomb always hits everyone and destroys them, right?
Yeah.
I think it's because they, you build up to, you have like seven wings before you hit the bomb. It's that finishing, once you have that base, that heat base going, I think.
It's the slow build.
Because he's coming in fresh. He's coming in fresh off nothing. So I don't think it's going to hit you as much. It feels like it's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an exacerbator, the bomb. It just, if you have some heat. It's going to blow that.
And then they do have like the one or two after that, don't they? Like that's not even the last one. Yeah. Booble says we should live stream the dump. So maybe like one of those like little cameras on the bidet, like the little tip of the bidet. You know what I mean? Just so we could see everything. Is that what you're looking for, Booble? Because that's gross. I would never suggest that.
But. We have talked a number of times about, I think, people are very weird for having, butter.
He did it. Listener, King just took a bite of butter. That just happened.
Yeah. People have foot fetishes, weird to me. But the people that like get off on like piss and shit stuff, that's a special level of just.
Don't lie. In 1998, you jammed to the Scat Man too, just like all of us.
Yo,
me ba boo ba da boo.
You sound like you have a runny nose right now. That's awesome.
Oh, that's atrocious.
You seem like a guy that just hit like a massive rail and it just went right to your dome.
Oh. Yeah.
How you doing,
Siri? Set a 10-minute timer so I know I'm alive.
By the way, this is a really good idea, just doing it on a stream with two other people. Because if you do start to fail, like, we'll see it and we could call 911 or something.
Or not.
Or not.
Let them fight back a little bit.
Content, baby. Will King survive? Okay, so...
I love you went donkey sauce. I think it's just a brilliant play.
Donkey sauce and butter combination is an interesting one. Okay, so we have talked about pickleball.
Wow.
We've been doing the bomb. How about some like sports? Is there sports you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's do sports.
Okay, so again, Oregon softball playing UCLA right now. It is nothing in the first. King, you would love UCLA's helmets, I think. They have like
I hate their helmets.
You hate it? Like the old Bruin logo? Oh man, okay.
Hate it.
I thought you'd like that, but whatever. Yeah, so to get to where they are, Oregon had to beat Liberty. And huge, massive shout-out to Duck Duck Chef, who purchased tickets very early to that. And I got to go with him on Friday. And Uh-oh.
No. I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
But
relatively.
I got to go with him on Friday. The seats were fucking incredible. I got two of them from him for Saturday's game, too. Took my mom. And then Hucklebenny came as well on Saturday. It was just a fucking rad time. Like, Oregon had a walk-off on Friday and then just fucking blew him away on Saturday to get here. So, dude, Jane Sanders was on fire. And so, yeah, I had only been to, like, a couple softball games before that, so it had been a while. It was great. Boy, your face, dude.
Boy.
This is a bad idea. This is a bad idea.
How many tweets did James Crepia knock out for the two games?
Yeah.
Duck I think won it was, against Liberty.
So I don't think he did anything on Saturday. Yeah. And then Friday, I think he did, right? Like, or maybe he didn't. Was he not there the whole weekend?
He wasn't there.
Yeah, that's right. Because that was the weekend before where he was talking shit about the attendance and didn't actually know the capacity of Jane Sanders when he tweeted it. And then he just didn't go the next weekend and didn't tweet about it at all. So, yeah, he's a douche.
But then we also have Oregon baseball Super Reach coming up here to...
Actually going to host it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what day is that start up?
Tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oregon is a ping school anyways. I think we all know that. So, but yeah, good times. I don't know.
I mean, let's add in the other news of the day was Nate Biddle withdrawing his name from the NBA draft.
Oh, is that a big deal?
Coming back to the Ducks.
Oh, is that a big deal?
Not a surprise. Yeah. Not a surprise.
Not a surprise, but also huge because he is their best player coming back. So
yes, and a while ago, King and I were saying how without Biddle, this team would have been...
Boy.
Ugh, it would have been rough.
Truly, now, truly terrible.
And now with Biddle, I think the hopium might creep in a little bit.
Oh yeah, I'm fully
a little
above
hopium
it.
Now. Yeah, it's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, they got to get one more starter. Like, they got to get someone out of the portal that's a starter and shooting forward, small forward.
They need to get a scorer.
I don't even know what I was saying.
Dude, is the brain shutting down?
It's fight forward.
Scottie Pippen forward. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
All right, King.
That was fun.
King, who do you want to see them get in the portal? Break them down.
I want to see them get he's out of I believe it is Long Island University. His name is Rochelle Jones, shooting forward 6'8", average 13.2 points again in the MEAC, a game, not again, my brain is fried. Hot sauce in the MEAC. Good facilitator. Kind of a stop cone on D, but that's fine. Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Rochelle. Like dude.
Yeah, Rochelle.
Dude named Rochelle.
Well, I believe that is also a borough in New York, so it's just an homage. Because he goes to Long Island University. I believe his brother's name is Yonkers.
Is it actually?
All right, I thought you were talking about a real person until you said the Yonkers thing. Genuinely. That's how much we pay attention to college fucking basketball.
Hence why you brought up King, like, oh, who are you looking for? It's like, I couldn't name a fucking player like, in the portal that...
And he names a woman.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, we all know next season's going to come down to if Shellstad is the dude or not.
Yeah, Shellstad needs to take a big jump. Like, if Oregon's going to do what, you know, we hope they could do with Shellstad and Biddle coming back, like, Shellstad does need, he needs to take like a Pritchard jump, you know,
yeah,
like
exactly.
that needs to happen. So we'll see. Is there anything to talk about with baseball or softball, really? Other than like they're fun.
Well, we know where they're at.
They're fun to watch. Yeah. Now it's just sit back and watch. Okay. Well, yeah. I'll keep giving updates as you know as we're doing the pod on the score. Still nothing. Top second against UCLA and for softball. So.
You guys. Oh, do you have something? Sorry.
I was going to say the schedule release.
Yeah, that's where I was going to. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say like the big takeaway for everybody from that is a whiteout at night at Penn State.
Penn State.
That is exactly the thing you pictured when you're like Oregon joining the Big Ten. That is one of the top three things I think we could say that you're like, all right, I'm excited for this. And sure enough, first time traveling to Beaver Stadium, night game, whiteout. They already announced the whiteout, by the way, like Penn State did. So it is on.
So top three things I was looking forward to while joining the Big Ten. Playing at a Penn State whiteout. Kicking the shit of Michigan at Michigan.
Yep.
Seeing Ohio State in the postseason. And losing.
Watching Jonathan Smith turn Michigan State into a laughingstock. Boing.
Do we want to do super very early means nothing projection on looking at their schedule right now?
Yeah, go for it. You want to run it down?
Well, all right. We'll start first. Home game, Montana State.
All right, we're just doing wins and losses?
Yes, we'll just get a
baseline. Yeah, let's
record,
do it now.
Get a record. We're in fucking May.
You know what? Every other podcast, all these so-called experts, stop being fucking cowards and make your picks in May like the best Oregon podcast. Cowards. All right, now who are they playing?
All right, Montana State.
That's a win.
Game one.
Win. 1-0.
1-0. Game two, Oklahoma State.
It's a win. 2-0. Look,
it's a win. But Mike Gundy always does a thing where once he goes 4-8, he goes 10-2 the next year. Mm-hmm. And last year he went 4-8. But that's a win.
Is this that like early, you know, that game against Texas Tech where they like don't look good, but they somehow sneak out the win in the end kind of game?
A little sneaky game.
I don't think so. I think Oregon wins by like 30. I'll say that. Say where they're playing too, please.
Both those games are at home.
Yeah, I figured. That's all.
Then we got week three at Northwestern.
Dub. A 9 a.m. dub. That's playing funny. In front of 9,000 people in their temporary stadium.
This fucking guy. By the way, they're actually playing that in that stadium, aren't they? Like they're actually making Oregon play in that stadium. Like, that's amazing to me that they didn't find an alternate site. Like, it's the first time they've played, like, ever, right? Like, put it in a real stadium. What are you doing? Sell tickets.
Like,
I don't know.
Are they going to play, like, Soldier Field?
It's fucking Chicago. Figure it out.
They did play at Wrigley, I think, twice last year. Ohio State, someone else.
That's wild to me.
I'm still alive. Hey, Siri, timer off.
Hey, he did it.
Alive.
He did it, boys. All right, King survived a bomb. And 8-3?
Two. We still got one more.
That's right. You still got that last one, huh?
Yeah.
You going to do it right now? Booble says the Cubs are at home that weekend, by the way.
Cubs are at home that weekend.
So playing Comiskey? Is that still a stadium?
Cellular, I believe. Is that what it is now? Cellular Field?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, figure it out. There's tons of bigger stadiums in that area.
But all right, so your
face is not looking happy, my guy.
It tastes real bad.
So that's the thing about the bomb, is it actually just tastes bad beyond
but
the spice.
It's fine as hell, but it just tastes bad.
That sucks. All right, sorry, Ski, you were saying something about Chicago.
I was just saying, playing Northwestern in September, it doesn't even have the edge of it possibly being like a real cold, shitty day.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So 3-0. That's 3-0.
Correct.
Game four, at home, Beavers.
Yeah, that's a win. Going 4-0.
Yes, 4-0. Then at Penn State.
Yeah. I have said it from like day one. I said it like a month or two ago. I was like, I think Penn State might be the best team in the country next year. They are very, very good. Despite like losing the guys that they lost, they're still fucking stacked. And as much as we don't really buy into Aller, I think probably better than Moore. I think he's probably better than most of the other quarterbacks in the country, other than a few big names.
That was his best game, was in that Big Ten championship. Best game of his career, and they still lost to the Ducks.
Yeah.
But this Duck team, I mean, through week five, all of a sudden Dante Moore is going to be a seasoned Dylan Gabriel? I don't see it. So I'm with you guys. I think Ducks 4-1 at this point.
Okay.
And then it's a bye. They got a bye week after Penn State.
That's a win. Win the bye.
Always win.
Win the bye.
Always win the bye week. Yep. And then they are at home against Indiana.
Dub.
Yeah.
I watched Indiana's quarterback at Cal last year. Not impressed. Dub.
The Niners drafted their quarterback from last year. So, yeah, I think that's a win. I think this is one of those situations where Lanning does like they do the video before, and Lanning has some really good quotes about how Indiana believes in themselves too much, basically. I think that's a win too. So 5-1.
They're the Hoosiers, but Hoosiers motivation. That's right. It's going to be something stupid like
that. Uh-huh. Yeah. We look inward, boys. That's your motivation.
The guy, IU.
The guy next to you. That's what I say. Not IU. The guy next to you.
Yeah, they're
IU.
They're IU or we you. Yeah.
Okay. Fucking.
We're I. Believe in us. Yeah. It's
listeners,
terrible.
People in the chat, fucking write that down. We said that quote May 29th. Dan Lanning is gonna do that quote in like 6 months. Like, mark it down. You heard it here first. Proof that Lanning listens to the podcast. I love the video going around of him signing Zin cans. I think Duck Duck Chef shared that. It's great.
He's such a bro.
Such a bro.
Which we've said before, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
If you're a bro and you're winning, the bro energy brings in good players.
Yes.
That's just how it is.
Doesn't seem like it this recruiting cycle.
Keeps losing him. His bro behavior lost him a 5-star. Jumping in a pool, the 10 days that kid was committed to Oregon were such a whirlwind. Like he jumps in a pool. People talk shit about it. Like people go George Costanza on him because it was cold in the pool. Like it's so creepy, man. He's like a fucking 18-year-old kid. What are you doing? Stop it. He might even be 17, actually. Like, stop it. And then Dan jumps in there with him and like, oi.
The thing about that video I'll just never get is why were there Jordan Travis Florida State highlights playing on the big screen on top of the pool? That makes no sense.
I got nothing.
Were there even that many highlights? Yeah.
No.
That's what I thought. Alright, so
King's like entering another dimension right now.
Good. I want King in this mindset right now.
No, perfect. Making
finishing
picks.
Up this schedule.
All right.
So Ducks 5-1 coming off that win. They go to the Fighting Shianos. They go to Rutgers.
Dub.
It's a win.
This is October Rutgers. Would you be worried if this was September Rutgers?
Obviously. Nah. Obviously. Nah. That's when Rutgers wins all of their games. So, yeah. October,
I mean, there's
much
a good
better.
Chance, there's a very good chance Rutgers is a 5-1 as well coming into this game.
Oh, what's their schedule? Look at Ski knowing the fucking Rutgers schedule.
Not off the top. They got Ohio.
Oh, this will win?
Miami of Ohio, Norfolk, Iowa, Minnesota, and then Washington before they play the Ducks.
I could see that, actually. Yeah.
So I see 4-2, possibly 5-1.
Ranked? Ranked Rutgers?
Possibly ranked Rutgers.
On the road?
All right, so flying
to Jersey in October?
Yeah. But Shiano, Rutgers, October, to win. Ducks, 6-1. Next game, they got Wisconsin at home.
That's a win.
Dub.
Yeah.
You know you make me wanna
take my hands up. No, it's okay. It's shout break. I'll always take a shout break. So Fender's trying to see if he can go to that Rutgers game because his brother-in-law lives out there.
Be sick.
Yeah, that would be pretty fucking cool.
It's Piscataway, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Make a trip into the big city, the big apple.
I was going to say, there's not a whole lot of cool things over in fact.
City of Dreams.
City of Lights? Is it the same thing? Or is that Vegas?
I thought it was Paris.
Paris is City of Lights?
It's Paris.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Paris.
All right. City that never sleeps. That's.
Hey, that's New York.
That's New York. All right, there we go. Got it. Figured it out.
Vegas is. I think Vegas is very famously Sin City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does sleep. Like after like 11 o'clock, everything is closed in Vegas. Just FYI. So.
Not the casinos, baby. Not the
not
tables.
The casinos. Yep. You
not
can.
Not the strip clubs.
That. Allegedly. All right. 7-1.
Right, so 7-1. Then a bye.
That's a win.
Bye.
That's a win.
Yep.
So technically they're 9-1 now.
Technically 9-1.
After those two bye wins.
And then this is big. After the bye, they go to Iowa.
That's a tough one.
Oh, your Iowa?
A tough one.
Your Hawkeyes? Ooh.
My playoff, my 2024 CFP Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah,
that's right.
They were so close. I'll say win.
That could very well be a loss.
Very well be
I
a loss.
Don't think it will be. Yeah, I think that's a win. Yeah, 8-1.
This will be the one the couple weeks before how Dante Moore is playing will gauge.
Yeah. I could very well see, like, if Oregon does end up winning, it's like 24-21 or something like that, right? Like, it's just ugly. And the defense carries them. Like,
yeah, I mean, there's still no way Iowa's offense is going to be good.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah. Correct.
All right, so win. We're at what? 8-1?
That's a...
8-1.
By the way, Swoosh says that's an 11 a.m. kickoff against Iowa.
Oh, hell yeah.
That, nice. By the way, that... That's 11 a.m. their time. Wait, no, 11 a.m. our time, obviously. Yeah. Still, that is fucking early for a football game. Oregon never plays games that early, like ever. So,
I mean, those farmers are up at 5 a.m. They're gonna be raring ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Ducks 7-1 at this point. Here's where the only real scheduling comes into play. They didn't play Minnesota on a Friday.
Oh, hold up. Swoosh correcting that. It's 11 a.m. their time. Like 9 a.m. for us? There's no way. There's no.
I have TBD on.
Okay.
The schedule I'm looking at.
I know the Northwestern game is definitely
Northwestern's
at 9.
At 9 it says.
Yeah. Our time.
Maybe that's what he's thinking of. Yeah.
Big noon.
Ooh.
Yeah, we start 1 o'clock, 12:30, 9 a.m. Those are the first three games of the season times. And then that Minnesota game is a Friday at 6 on Fox.
Ooh, that's a scary one.
The short turnaround Friday game. At least they're at home against the Gophers.
They'll win.
That's a win. Yeah.
I think they'll win. So by the way, we have them 9-1 right now. I could easily see two more losses in there that we've talked about so far.
Two more losses out of here.
I could easily
They're
see
seven
like
and three.
I could easily
They're seven
see
seven and
yeah.
three. Dan Lanning, return your money.
Mm-hmm.
Stop going on with busting with the boys.
What are you seeing? A loss at Rutgers?
I don't know. Or that 9 a.m. game. Like, you know, it's shit
the
goes game, weird.
9 a.m. games against Northwestern. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. All right. Moving on.
All right. And if they get through Minnesota, that Minnesota game, then they're at home against USC.
Oh, fun. That's easy win.
Yeah. Not a believer.
Ever.
If they have three losses at this point, that's the final two are must win games at that, because we've said three losses probably still gets you in the playoffs for a Big Ten team, right?
It's insane. We're talking about all right, they're 10-1 and they have two more games after this. That's wild. Say that to yourself 5 years, from now, talk to yourself 5 years ago and be like, yeah, we're going to be playing 14 regular season games. What?
Crazy.
And
then possibly another Big Ten championship game.
So they're collectively bargaining, right? And they're getting paid $1 million each. No, they're not. Oh, well,
some are getting paid a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So if you call it win there and then they end at the Huskies.
So 10-1 and then at the Huskies.
Dub.
Yeah, it's a win.
I'm gonna say win as well.
It's a win.
Did I sell it? I kind of get why people are hyping up Damon Williams more so than they're hyping up Washington. Like, no one is putting Washington in their top 25. They're saying, "Oh, Damon Williams could be the shit."
Dude, he was great against Oregon.
He flashed, I should say.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You could see it, but it was the team just kind of wasn't good, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
And then he killed it against Louisville in a loss in a bowl game.
Louisville.
Just like Miller Moss did the year before when Caleb Williams didn't want to play in the bowl game against Louisville, and he showed out. And then, you know, Damon Williams, look at this. There's a big difference between being good in a package as a gimmick when you're kind of losing. Because some of these things, look at his stats against Penn State. Look at his stats against Iowa. You guys lost by 30 in both those games. So I don't really give a shit about his fourth quarter stats. But you're a hater if you're saying you don't see that he could be.
Totally.
He's athletic as hell. Right?
Correct.
That's what we are going off of with Dante Moore. We see the potential.
But he has better players around him.
That's the difference, yeah.
That's
the difference with the team, yes. But, we still don't know because right now
we don't. Yeah.
So right now we have the Ducks at 11-1. I assume that's with us assuming that Dante Moore is going to be at our expectations. Right?
Yeah.
Go through!
Yeah,
and let's say Oregon goes.
Oregon's up 1-0. By the way, Oregon just scored on UCLA. Third inning, Oregon now leads 1-0. Okay, sorry.
So that's Dante Moore with our high expectations of him, right? Of being what we think he could be.
Correct.
I mean, if he is what we saw at UCLA, I'm with you. I could see the team being 9-3.
Yeah. It for a bit, it's gonna have to be guys around him too. Hughes is going to have to solidify himself as the back. And he's going to have to they're going to have to be good in the running game for a bit. I think what teams are going to do is probably dare him to throw for a little while. He has a couple of good wide receivers, obviously, but I think that with the guys they lost, I think the assumption is Oregon's going to mostly be a running attack. So they're going to make him throw. And if they can't run the ball and he's, not able to do what we think he can do, then, they might struggle a bit. So we'll see though. He's Williams, I think. We've seen the raw physical stuff that he can do. The throwing off his back foot, which is a bad fucking idea. But the sidearm, the arm strength, we see all that. It just has to happen upstairs. Like, he has to not throw the interceptions he threw at UCLA. He has
that's
to
all
take,
it was decision yeah. decision making.
He has to take care of You're the right. ball. That's it. Yep. That's it. Yep.
But see, that's the difference of, like, last year, we thought, hey, if with the team around Dylan Gabriel, if he plays like we think, we weren't shocked by them being undefeated, right? Because mm-hmm. that was like, you know, that was the top of it. I see the top of still being one loss. Mm-hmm. He just is so unproven. I just do not see another, pretty much no chance at another undefeated regular season out of this team.
I can't see it. Yeah.
No.
If they somehow manage to win at Penn State, he's just too green.
He'll dump
a game. So, yeah.
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 But you just got to hope it can't be the 8-4 team. Can't, I mean, no. 9-3. He said, probably get in still. Mm-hmm. Can't be 8-4. That's what you just can't do. Especially with the schedule. The schedule is fucking cake.
It is. Like the schedule is easy. Like, let's not fool ourselves about that.
Two perfect bye spots. Not like last year where they played like 9 games straight. Like,
9 yep. straight weeks. Yeah, that was crazy.
There's nothing looking at the schedule that says that they should mm-hmm. be 8-4.
So, kind of just piggybacking what you said, this 16-team playoff thing that they're proposing?
Yeah.
Why is it so weird? Like, why are they being so weird about it? Like, the top 2 seeds get double byes? And they're doing play-ins?
Yeah, I don't know why they don't just make it simple. At
1 versus 16. Yeah. 2 versus 15. Go down the fucking line. A double bye is fucking insane.
Yes, it is.
Teams are going to have a month off. Yeah. Some teams can have a month
more
off.
More than a month off. Yeah. Like, yeah, insane.
Yeah. No, again, it would be like we talked about this with last year's because all of the teams that had byes lost. Like, the byes do not help. If it means you're taking a
most
month.
Most of those teams are underdogs, but yes.
If you're taking a month off in between games, it doesn't help. Like, that's bad. Like, the most you could take, I think, without it having a big effect would be like two weeks
is my idea of long.
You even but see teams coming back after bye sluggish a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So, like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
It's wild.
Is this the committee people trying to, like, protect Ohio State's and Georgia's so they guarantee them, like, deeper into the tournament? That piece
yes,
of people would watch
basically.
Is that all it is? Yeah.
Well, is it though? Because like, they, if they're playing a 16, they're gonna win. Like,
but there's that wear and tear, you know. That's what they're saying. Oh, there's wear and tear. So why not just give them a two week bye? Is insane.
It's crazy.
College football. Does not need to be this fucking complicated.
No, they keep doing this shit. Like, by the way, if they do the double bye the next year, they're gonna fix it because it's a dumb fucking idea.
It's stupid.
Yes, and they keep doing
it's
that.
Dumb. Like, do I ever think the 16th ranked team is gonna win a national title? No, never,
never.
I would love to see someone show me the final ranked team on December, like, 5th or whatever,
like
that is number 16.
It would have to be a team that's, like, really good. Their quarterback got hurt game one, didn't come back until, like, game 4 or 5, and they went on a run to end the season. That's the only way.
I feel like the perfect example of that is last year's Alabama.
But they wouldn't be a 16 seed, so they probably jump a lot of those
but
other teams.
I'm just saying, they were, like, a team that was ranked, like, 15th.
Yeah.
You watched Alabama? Do you think they're going to win a national title? They fucking lost to Vandy. They lost to Oklahoma. Like those were 6-7 teams. Yeah. They're not. They weren't good.
I mean, would you see a double digit team win? Would you see a 10 seed even win?
That would have to be a quarterback injury type thing where
they suffered a shit loss.
Yeah. What are they protecting?
Week one.
Basically, anything from 8-16. Like, that's what would have to happen.
But if you're not worried about them, we're just saying we don't probably see a 10 seed or worse ever winning. Mm-hmm. Then you don't need to protect the high seeds. Just
have them play.
Have them play. Exactly.
Have them play.
That's stupid.
That's the whole point of the playoff, right? The whole fucking point is you want to see them do it on the field. Like, no computers, none of this nonsense. Like, the team's got to play each other, and the best team in the end wins because they did it on the field. That's the point. That's the whole point. All right, we gotta do our list. Do you have anything else real quick? Yeah.
Yeah. So would they get rid of conference champ? Because you were saying they were talking about adding these conference championship.
No. So
play-in.
Yes. So this is the addendum is, again, they will add the conference championship week. And so it's 1-2 in all, you know, all the leagues, and then 3-6, 4-5 as play-ins.
Yeah.
To the 16. No one get, I'm sorry. There has never been a team that finished sixth in a league. Like, come on. Like, be logical. Like, so I've seen proponents of it be like, well, Ohio State finished fourth in the Big Ten this year. And they did. They technically did.
Technically.
They did. But Indiana finished third. And we all saw Indiana's schedule, and Ohio State beat the shit out of Indiana. So, like, when these conferences are that big, that kind of stuff, like, doesn't it, – it's not a
– And but then also what? So you play 12 regular season games. Now you're playing a 13th as a 5 or 6 seed in the conference. And then if you are a not getting a bye team, you potentially are playing 4 more games. You're playing set potential 17 games. Is that what we're saying here?
Yes.
You can't add more games if you're expanding the playoffs for teams. That's what the NFL did. They got rid of a preseason game because they added a regular season game. You can't add another regular season game onto it. It's insane.
That's what I wonder. Like, it, eventually, when it all comes to a head, like the. Like, you know, there is some sort of collective bargaining agreement situation where now the athletes actually have a say in the amount of games that they can play.
Yeah.
And they're like, we do not want to play 17 games in a season. We're fucking college kids. Like, stop it. Like, most of us don't actually make a lot of money. 17 games is crazy. Like, slow it down. Like,
when did they have, like, the championship game being played? Is it like into February?
Yeah. And by the way,
how far does it go?
Why not do what the NFL did, right? Like, get rid of some of these, like, non-con games.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Kill the non-con off. Like, play one non-con.
The whole point is warm up for your conference schedule, right? Like, it's the whole point. Yes.
I think part of that is actually like a legal thing where, like, a lot of teams in their states,
they have agreements.
Play. Mm-hmm. They have agreements.
So Oregon plays Oregon State. That's their one non-con game.
And they play Portland State, I think, like, next year. Like,
yeah, but don't do that anymore. That's what I'm saying. Like, Portland State.
I think some states
do that. Just do that.
I'm saying some states have that, like, legislated in.
Interesting.
I mean, do the Ducks need to be playing Montana State?
Yeah.
You have to fund the feeder teams.
Yeah, like Florida and Florida State, like, have to play teams every year, basically. Yeah, I hear you.
You got to play Florida A&Ms and.
I hear you.
But just before we get to the list, just real quick.
Yeah.
If this whole thing was last year, right? The 1-2, 3-6, 4-5. We would have gotten Indiana versus Iowa and Ohio State versus Illinois in the Big Ten as play-in games.
As the play-ins?
Like I would have watched it, but did we really need to see that Ohio State was better than Illinois?
Sure didn't.
Do we need to see Iowa be a fucking factor?
No, that's all it's going to do is bring up people like, oh, should Iowa get in now? They won their 6-3 game or whatever the fuck it was.
And this one blows my mind even more. In the SEC, you would have a Texas, Georgia, of course, right? Tennessee, Alabama. Okay. We saw that. We did see that game. It wasn't an entertaining game, but Tennessee won. And then this is the one, because people are like, well, Ole Miss. Man, Ole Miss was right there. They should have got in. That little 4-5 would have been Ole Miss. Each give a guess who they would have played as who was the 4 seed in the SEC last year. No.
Like Tennessee?
Missouri. I already said Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm paying attention to the softball game. My bad.
Mizzou.
But, my thing is, But my thing is, did anyone think Mizzou had a fucking
chance? No.
A chance? Did anyone look at Mizzou and be like, yeah, you know what? That three-loss SEC team?
Yeah.
They should get into the college football playoff. No one said.
We need to see one more game out of them. We need to see one more.
We just need to see one more game. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, no.
All right, list time.
Before we get to our list, it is top four, Oregon leading UCLA 1-0. A lot of swinging bunts for the Ducks today, but they were able to manufacture one run. So they currently lead 1-0 in the fourth. To our list comes from Fender in our Discord based on an experience that Swoosh McDuck is about to have. Our top three is signs that the wedding is going to suck, or signs that a wedding is going to be bad. Top three things to look out for that a wedding will be bad. If you try to Google this, all you get is like top 50 signs that the marriage won't work, or it's like that is not what we're talking about. Actually, the wedding might work because of the things we're about to say, if we're being honest. The list comes from Fender. Who wants to start?
I'll just get this one out of the way, because I bet you guys probably have it as well. My number three of why a wedding would suck: it's a dry wedding.
Yeah.
Who wants to go to a wedding with no alcohol?
So
who's going to be dancing? Three.
Yeah, I just got it out of the way. Who's going
to
dance?
I'll say my number three, also sort of maybe tying into that, is you have to pay for drinks.
At least you have the option. It does suck, but at least you have the option.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is probably worse. So mine is like connected to yours, but yours is better.
Piggyback off it. Piggyback off.
Yeah, totally. All right, threes from the chat. Booble says outdoor wedding in Vegas in the summer.
I went to one 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And by outdoor, they literally just put a thing over it, and it was like surprisingly cooling. It was nice. Crazy.
Nice. They have like a little fan or something going for you, or like
I don't know what they did, because it was like open air. Like, it looked like it was open air, but there was just a little roof.
If it were open air, there'd be like 90-mile-an-hour winds like heading your way too.
Yeah, so I don't know what the trick was, but yes, Booble is on the right track.
Yeah, totally.
We're driving up, we're like, oh, this is gonna be awful. Was it?
By the way, Swoosh says he's sitting this one out tonight because he's about to live it. I get it. And by the way, that's the thing too, is you don't want to say all this stuff before you go to the wedding, and then somebody hears about it and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, did he not enjoy himself at our wedding? Fucking douche. But do put in the chat like what your experience is going to be, because I forget, and I'm not going to look in the Discord because I have the softball game on my phone. Okay, three.
I will say, for the outdoor wedding thing, it's not that bad. You know,
yes.
Wedding, outdoor wedding in Oregon in the summer, it's hot and it does suck. But if you're not in the wedding party, if you don't have a tux on and have to be there for pictures and shit, it's not bad.
It can't
you
be
wear
nice.
Wear something light, you wear some linens, you know, it's not bad.
I mean, I feel like I just got subtweeted because I got married in August and I forced Ski to wear a tux.
Yes, it was very bad. it was very hot. It was
that's
very
not
hot.
That's not a subtweet. That's a bro, that sucked.
That was hot.
I didn't have a choice. they pick what they pick.
Yeah, dude, like Oregon summer weddings can be nice if they're shade.
Shade, yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's absolutely. I've been to enough to have known that. Let's see. Three from WCP, no phones allowed. I don't know that I've been to one that said that. That seems intrusive.
For the ceremony, I think that's fine. After that, fuck that. I'm drinking and maybe I want to look up some scores or shit or text someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah. Ceremony's fine. Reception? Yeah. Nah.
How do you police that? Do you just tell people to turn your phones off, or do you collect phones?
The one I went to had a basket.
Wow.
And someone who was like very like official and in charge of it, and all their whole job was they took the basket and they just went away. And then, you know, whatever it was, 70 minutes later, when the ceremony ended, people filtered out that way. And you had a card that was colored and had a number. and they put that in the little packet thing too, and he gave it to them, and they just, that's how they dispersed them back.
Like a coat check.
But you got it for the ceremony, so.
Yeah, interesting. Let's see. Three.
From the reception, I mean.
Yeah, reception, yeah. Three from Duck Duck Chef. You see the Mucho Gusto catering van outside.
Oh.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at
Mucho
all.
Mucho Gusto got? I like their chips. They're
yeah.
salty.
What you got against the West Bros, bro?
Could be a great time if you're drinking Coronas or Modelos.
Because those
all night.
Chips are colored. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
He has been out in Bend for a long time, guys. You know, like
this guy's fucking walking around with a vest and his fucking face covering on, going to weddings, seeing if they got a Mucho Gusto van or not there.
Fender says Catholic Mass.
Oh yeah,
correct.
Yeah, I'll just go with that. Is my number one a church wedding, like a Catholic church wedding?
Yeah. God. Yeah, that's the problem. God, like enough already. Enough already. Let's see. Three.
So on that note,
yeah.
Just on that note, I think Ski and I have been to two Catholic weddings. Neither of them were as long as they can be. One of them, we found out. Why isn't our friend here? Oh, because he's fucking dying of cancer.
Oh, my God.
That was one, yeah.
That was one. Oh. Like an hour in, we're like, why isn't he here? He was supposed to be the best man.
He loves weddings.
We're like, in the wedding party?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be in the wedding party. Oh, he got helicoptered up to UW's hospital. He's got cancer and he's going to die. That was fun. That made that reception very fun.
That'll suck the air out of a party. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I know who you're talking about. Like, that guy was the party. Like,
he was the party.
Always. Yeah. So, all right. Last three, AK-47. They send the invites by Evite.
Oh, I hate Evites.
Yep. Okay. Number twos.
My number two, possibly controversial. Like a formal dinner, like where you sit and you have like me. I like ones where you go up and get food and it's more loose. It's not like strict.
Oh, so you're saying like the meal is prepared for you and put in front of you type of deal.
Yeah, they
and
bring
proportioned
out,
like, for you.
Proportioned. Yeah, they bring out, you know, a waiter comes by, you know, here's your fish with asparagus instead of, you know, a buffet style. You go get your food. People are milling, talking. I don't like the formal reception dinners.
Yeah, my two again has to do with food, so it's sort of in line with yours too. It's like very specific food options where like the wedding, like the wife or something is vegan and she has it in her head that everybody else should eat vegan. And so there's like no meat. There's, you know, just really limited food options just because of that. That's terrible. Like, if you're inviting people to a wedding, you're inviting them to a party to celebrate you. You want them to enjoy that party. And so give them options for food, give them options for drinks, give them options for dancing. That's it. That's all you got to fucking do. That's it. So there you go. That's my two.
Agree.
My number two is when the main protein, chicken breast.
Because it's always dry. It's always dry.
It's always dry.
Always.
Especially mass produced.
You sit
under a warmer for hours.
You put it in a warmer, that chicken's going to suck balls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally right.
Do you guys ever order, you know, select like the fish at a wedding?
I don't think I ever
have.
I've
done it once because it was you, like, ahi or some like tuna thing, but oh, generally
nice, like,
no.
Nice cut up.
Yeah. Generally, if it's salmon, no. No.
What about, you don't want like a nice white fish?
Like a cod?
Eat tilapia?
Yeah, some Alaskan cod.
A little nicer than tilapia. Yeah, how about a cod? How about a halibut? How about a nice little halibut steak?
You want to know what? I would eat a halibut steak. Yeah, absolutely. If that was presented, 100%.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
That would be an option.
Pretty much. Well, we already established tilapia is just trash fish.
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
It's a starter fish, honestly. It's like when you first start learning to cook fish, you start with tilapia because it's cheap and
frozen tilapia from Walmart.
You can fuck it up. Yep. Yeah. Again, you add enough butter and enough like lemon to it, like you can be fine. Some bay seasoning.
You said butter, so it's all melting now. This is terrible.
Take a bite, bro.
Is the heat nothing in your mouth now, Katie? Yeah.
Yes, I'm now fine. I am now.
Yeah,
fine.
There's not even a little hint back there. No.
All right.
Wasn't fun.
Let's see. All right. So twos from the chat. Let's see. Booble says themed wedding, like Star Wars or superhero. I don't know that I've been to one of those.
I've been to a couple. I've been to three themed weddings, and two of them were actually fine because it was like they weaved in the theme, but I've also been to one where there were people dressed up as the theme. And when you're getting married, don't wear a costume. But I've been to two others that were themed, and like they did the music and they did whatever. And it was like, I got it. That's cool. That's like what they love, or they, you know, this couple enjoys whatever. But the one I went to where they were full on costumes when they came out, I was like, that.
Now, do they expect you to be in theme?
It was suggested that. No, the only one I've been to that was like that, it was suggested that you could. The other two that I went to that were themed, you knew it was themed. There was no like ask, there was no pressure. No one had, you just went like you were going to a wedding. But the other one, there were people dressed up like in full regalia. Like, it was Star Wars.
I'm not going to go out and get an Ewok costume for a fucking wedding.
Yeah, and like this couple was like, they were a young couple. They were, the guy was a kindergarten teacher and she was some other like educator. So they're quirky. You know what I mean? Good for them. I was just like, I don't know if you getting married as R2-D2 is like, or no, CP3O. He's the gold guy, right?
C3PO, yeah.
Yeah, he's bronze. He's bronze,
Chris,
right?
Chris Paul, whatever. Yeah. Chris, you got the groom dressing up like Chris Paul was a little.
This wedding is for dorks.
Oh. It was a little much. Their reception, though, was fucking great. So I bet. Everything.
Duck Duck Chef said he's just sitting here seeing if you're gonna eventually talk about his wedding. He did say he had the phone rule for the thing. So,
I didn't even notice because I'm honestly like not on reception or like the ceremony. I think it's common courtesy to not do the phone. So I kind of don't notice if that's the case, but at the reception, you know, I probably would bring a phone
for sure. UCLA just hit a 2-run bomb, so it's 2-1 UCLA in the bottom of the fourth. 2-out home run, too.
Not great.
Not great, Bob. Let's see. WCP number 2, dry wedding. AK-47, Catholic wedding. Fender, best man trashed early.
Oh, I'm good. Yes. That's a great wedding. something entertaining is going to happen.
Duck Duck Chef, mason jars on every table, aka a Pinterest wedding. Yeah, it is what it is. Huckleberry,
we had a great
in.
Wedding. King's brother got fucking trashed early. That was not me. That was not me. That
I know who it was. I know who it was. He was fucking like 14. You guys are fucking like, not you. Dropping Hennessy down his throat. And I'm like, it's 1:30. What are you doing?
It's 100 degrees outside.
It's 100 degrees.
Oh, boy. That is not teamwork. I guess it depends on how you're looking at it. Hucklebenny jumping in. Catholic wedding, 10,000%. Yeah. Catholics, man. Just like, we get it. We get it.
Can't you fuckers be fun at all?
I know. Like, we get it.
They are the next day. That day they're not. The next day they're fun.
Like mimosas.
They
in the
repent
morning
for their sins and then they're
all right, number ones.
As I said, I've been to many a Catholic wedding. Worst one, I went to Hawaii for someone's wedding, and it was in the smallest church with zero airflow in it. I kid you not, it was an hour and a half ceremony. Just, I probably dumped at least 10 pounds before the shit even started.
That's wild. Let's see. My number one is when speeches are given, anybody is invited to speak. Anyone and everyone can speak.
Yeah. No, you got to tighten that one up.
You have to have a specific number. They have to be prepared for it. And that's it. Nobody else gets to talk. Don't give a shit. Don't give
a
shit.
That doesn't bother, if I'm a patron of this wedding, right? That doesn't bother me, because after you get the big one, you know, the maid of honor, you know, best man, once those speeches are out, or maybe a parent, you can just tune out everyone else. It sucks if you're in the wedding, like, if it's your wedding.
No, you have to sit there, pay attention. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I'm off getting a beer, you know, maybe smoking a cigar or a fucking heater, depending on how the night's going.
Most of the time, like, when there's extra people coming up, they're just going to come up and tell, like, one really specific story that, like, nobody knows about or thinks is funny other than them. And it's like, everybody just has to sort of, ugh. All right, can we get cake yet? Like, come on, man. That's pretty much it. What's your one, King?
My number one, because this happened to me at my wedding, is when they pull the liquor license the day of.
Oh.
So you're just sitting on all the liquor you bought, and you just have to find someone in real time when you're like 30, 40, not too far, but you're 30, 40 minutes out of town.
Someone who can serve it?
No, you just have to tell. You could sell. We could have beer.
Yeah.
Couldn't have hard liquor. Couldn't have champagne, all the stuff. You just have to give someone your debit card, have them go and try and save it. It was brutal. Like, oh, by the way, we forgot to tell you. The wedding last week got out of control, so we're no longer allowing anything over 10%.
Fuck off. Fuck. They told you that the day of?
Literally after. As we're setting up the reception, like after the ceremony, they tell us that.
I'm punching people, man. I'm swinging on people.
I mean, like, they gave us a couple $100 whatever it was. It was nominal. But at the time, it's like, do I get like super pissed off, or do I just...
Yeah, try to make the best of your wedding day, right? Like,
and granted, of course there are people there with their own flasks and whatever, but they just could not be the ones serving it. And I was like, that would have been nice to know. Like,
so did somebody like nominate themselves, like as somebody?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. That's a bro for life, by the way. Whoever steps up there. Okay, that's all of our number ones. Ones from the chat. Brighter groom is an ex from Booble. Yeah. Interesting. You're getting invited, right? Like,
yeah. Interesting, you're going on top of it, depending on how that ended.
So my girlfriend before my most recent girlfriend, I just found out the other day that she got married like back in October. I was like, good for her. No, for real. Like, I'm to the point with her where it's like, oh, okay, well, good for her. Like, okay. I'm surprised like I didn't hear anything about it whatsoever. Okay, so WCP number one during the Ducks' biggest game of the season, which is exactly what Swoosh McDuck is going to have to deal with.
And hey, so I'm gonna throw something out there. I think it's fine as long as you have a TV for people to watch.
And Ski, you have been to a wedding with me.
And I have.
When it was Oregon Stanford, and as the ceremony was ending, Andrew Luck and Darren Thomas were kicking off, and someone, even though the bride said, not a fucking chance, in the back of his car, pulled out a flat screen, had some rabbit ears, and on ABC, we got to watch Brent Musburger, and it was fucking awesome, and everyone loved it.
Everyone loved it.
Everyone loved it.
That's fantastic.
And it was separated enough from like the main area to where it wasn't disrespectful.
Yeah. Let's see. Trying to scroll up here. AK-47's number one, a Mormon wedding.
So. Oh, I couldn't.
I haven't been to one. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know
what that's like.
I don't think you can even. Can you even go to one if you're not Mormon?
It's a good question.
I don't think you can go, because I know someone whose family was very Mormon, and the funeral or whatever they call it was in Salt Lake City, and they could go to other proceedings, but they could not go into the tabernacle. Is that what the Mormon church is? They could not go into they could not watch the actual funeral because they weren't practicing Mormon.
Crazy. All right, fair enough.
Because you know it's dry, it's probably a mix between it's a Catholic wedding without the alcohol.
No alcohol, no caffeine. Fuck that noise. I want both those things. I want both of those things in the same drink, please.
Is it weird that I think like a
Spanish coffee? That's all I want.
Like a Scientology wedding, I bet just fucking bangs.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Everyone's so weird.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
So
and they just go with it. Like, oh, they probably like, oh, here's like a peyote cap. There you go. It's whatever. Yeah. Everyone's on peyote here.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm on board. Let's see. Duck Duck Chef, number one. The bridal party is frenemies.
Like the aces and the sharks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Knife fight.
The greasers and the socias.
I would love that. A knife fight at a wedding? Ugh. Give me all
We're
going
to do it for Johnny.
We're going to do it for you, golden boy, pony boy.
Pony boy.
Yeah, pony boy.
Pony boy.
Let's see here. Number one from Fender. Kids are allowed?
See,
you kids have to be allowed. Or maybe they don't.
No. My thing with I've been to plenty of weddings where they say no kids are allowed.
Yeah.
Totally get it. It's your day. You could say wear yellow eyeliner and it's your day. It's your day. And when I've had people ask me, yeah, what do you think about this? I'm like, this is just my personal experience. I've never been to a wedding where it's been worse because a kid is there. But I've also never been to a wedding where it's exponentially better. Because a kid is there. Yeah. So it's like, and I'm sure it would just take one time for me to go where some shit parent has an 18-month-old kid who won't shut the fuck up to where I would be militarized like that. So my thing is just like, if you don't want them there, it's your day. You're spending tens of thousands of dollars.
You'd turn into an Israeli on them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can dictate terms. It's your terms. If they don't want to show up, that's fine.
See, that's fine with that. Like you said, you can make it however you want. You just can't be pissed if you put all these hoops and people are like, all right, I'm not going to go then.
Yeah.
You just got to be fine with that.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like, you know, I'm sure there have been weddings that people couldn't attend they wanted to because they couldn't have child care, and that sucks. Mm-hmm. But again, that is their day. It is two people's day. Respect whatever they want.
It's up to you to adjust. That's it.
Like I'm saying, when the guy was CP3O, like literally walking in metal, I was like, that's weird. But that's your connection point.
You're making them happy. Yep. That's your choice. You can do that or you cannot do that.
What were the decorations for the Star Wars wedding? Were you on like the Hoth? Isn't that Hoth?
Man, ice planet, right? Hoth.
No, it was like at the Rose Garden.
See,
it was at
Duck
Rose
Duck Chef.
Garden,
see, so I know Star Wars shit. So shut the fuck up.
So there weren't decorations. That where they actually spent their money was, like I said, at the reception.
At the reception,
because they rented out the entire Fish Street Market.
Woo!
Ooh.
And it was fucking.
Let's
oh
fucking
my god! It was,
go!
It's fucking sick.
Wow!
The best part, I know I've said this before on this pod. The best part was is they had like three entry points to Fifth Street.
Uh huh.
And on the backside where the railroad track is, and where like Amtrak and all that is.
Yeah.
Eventually, like an hour in, they just had a table full of like champagne and just hobos, fucking getting lit. Just sucking down that shit. We're like, let's do it. If you guys drink more, they're gonna refill this shit. So let's do it. Let's go. It was awesome.
That's
it was so sick.
That's awesome. I never would have even thought of that.
It was Fifth Street Market. You know where you look in the middle where they're all the
top. The top is rad. Like, if you're up there at a certain time of day, like I said, yeah.
It was the whole thing. It was nighttime. It was sick. Like, it was beautiful.
That's awesome.
It really was.
Dude,
it really was.
I've seen some, like, live music at the top of Fifth Street before. Like, it is fucking great. Like, it's really, really cool. If you can.
I don't know how. Like I said, these are the people I said, like, one guy was a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, they're 40.
And the bride was an educator of some sort. I didn't really know her.
That's a parent thing.
Don't know how they afforded it, but it was sick.
That's a parent thing for sure.
Did they have the band dress up like all those freaks from it?
No. It was weird because the wedding was 100% Star Wars. Like I said, everyone was dressed in costume.
You mean from Jabba's Palace, Ski? Is that what you're talking about? The musicians from Jabba's Palace?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt.
But it was very funny to see this couple, you know, like an hour later, just dressed like,
Duck Duck Chef is asking, like, was he dressed up as Lando at least or Han Solo? Like, what was the groom doing?
No, they were completely just normies afterwards. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that's a shame. That's a shame.
But he's doing his vows and like he's clinking like iron or gold is.
You gotta do Han and
he's wearing that shit.
Han and Leia, dude. Like if you're doing Star Wars, go Star Wars. What are we doing here? That's weird. No, I'm not asking you to answer for them. I'm not asking you to answer for him. Let's see. Number one.
Can you dress up like Lando or is that cultural appropriations as a white person? You're the Star Wars guy. Can you do it? I don't know.
I'd probably not. On that planet,
is that cultural appropriation?
Yeah, that's fucking Billy D, man. Fucking Billy D.
On planet Houthi, is that?
Yeah.
I'd say probably not, yeah. Booble asking, who dressed as Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
The father of the bride.
The father of the bride.
Let's see. And number one from Hucklebenny, bride's dad got real loud about paying for everything. Yeah.
It's great.
That sucks.
Yeah, seeing the father of the bride just stewing over like,
oh, this motherfucker.
Like, I guess King said like all the champagne.
You fuckers better drink all that alcohol. Come join us, won't you?
Come enjoy our love.
Yeah. By the way, something I didn't mention too is Swoosh also has to like he's in the wedding, has to give a speech and all that stuff too. So it's not like he can back out. Because I don't know if I said this earlier, but the wedding he is going to is at the same time as the Penn State game. And he's in it and he has to go and I bet they're not going to let him watch it. So sorry, bud.
Do those Zuckerberg glasses, you know, the one like the Meta glasses, they have like a little screen in them, don't they?
Wait, what? Say it again.
There's like Zuckerberg has those like Meta glasses, right?
Oh, the Meta glasses.
That has like a camera on it. Yeah, well, does it have a little screen?
They had Google glasses for a while too, but those like sort of died out. So yeah, basically.
Did they have a screen in it?
Wore them famously.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see.
I think he was sipping a cup of coffee while he was in the ad, and was like, "What the fuck is this?"
So Booble said his wedding was a Ukrainian Catholic wedding, so it was a Catholic mass, but in a different language no one knew. It was annoying as shit, but I wasn't paying for it, so not my choice. Yeah, respect. Ooh. Respect.
If the Ukrainian wedding, all those Eastern Europeans, I feel like everyone just gets fucking destroyed at those weddings. It's like an Irish wedding. You just get fucking bombed.
Yeah. Eat pierogies? Is that a Ukrainian thing? Pierogies?
Oh, no, it was a... I think it's a Ruski thing.
Okay. Famously, Ukraine, not Russia, Ski, by the way. Famously.
When Russia was great, it was.
You heard it here. No alcohol because our smiles are all in recovery. What does that mean? So you had no alcohol, too, at this wedding? Fuck's sake, bro. Oi.
Just don't get married. Or have a ceremony.
No, just go down to the court, right? Like, just go down to the...
Yeah.
Oi. Okay, that's it. Anything else?
Score update as we sign off.
It is still
2-1?
Still 2-1, bottom of the fifth, yes. Oregon's bats are basically dead. All I have seen from them is, like, swinging bunt outs. as other than the like the one run they got, like runner beat out or hitter beat out a throw to first, sacrifice to second, sacrifice to third, like single into right that knocked
Horton ball, baby. That was Horton ball.
That was literally it. They haven't done shit other than that. So yeah. 2-1, bottom five, Oregon softball against UCLA. Again, movie on Sunday is Mickey 17. It is on Max, so watch that and listen to us talk about it on Sunday. That's it. Goodbye. We're leaving now. Thank you.